马可福音十六章那里很清楚告诉我们到了耶稣死了的三天埋葬三天
that Jesus was very clearly buried for 3 days in a tomb
他呢钉在十字架上
he'd been nailed to a cross
在钉十字架之前他为你我受了鞭伤
and before he was on the cross he was lashed
他受了这个39鞭的鞭伤
with 39 lashes
就代表世界上所有的疾病
And the doctors say that there are 39 main types of sicknesses in the whole world. So he paid for each sickness that is possible to have.
所以我们可以来宣告，因着主耶稣的鞭伤，不管你的疾病根源是什么。
And so that's how we can proclaim that it doesn't matter how serious your illness is.We can say, by his stripes, I am healed.
因着主耶稣的鞭伤，我要蒙医治。
By his stripes, I am healed.
所以耶稣就是我们世上最大的医生。
So Jesus is the greatest physician in this world.
在世界上，这个时候，几千年来，多少的病痛人不能医治，医生医治不了，医药不能够帮助他的，神医治。
Throughout history, since Jesus, there have been many illnesses that doctors cannot treat, that don't know how to help people.
耶稣在十字架上。
Jesus on the cross.
耶稣被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross.
他用的铁钉钉在他的两个手掌、手心。
Nailed into the palms of both of his hands.
他的脚也是被铁钉两只脚钉在。十字架上
and both of his feet were also nailed into the cross.
他的头戴着这个刺冠
and on his head was a crown of thorns.
所以我们可以来宣告耶稣为我们死在十字架上
So we can declare Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
不管是什么的罪
and it doesn't matter what sin you've committed.
罪已经没有权柄在我们身上。
Now sin no longer has any power over us.
罪再没有能力来捆绑你和我。
It has no power to put you in bondage anymore.
因为耶稣已经为你我死在十字架上。
Because Jesus has already died on that cross for you.
因为他为你我死在十字架上。
And because he died for you and me.
他的宝血为你我而流。
And his blood was shed for us.
使你的罪得赦免。
Your sins are able to be forgiven.
不管这个人犯了什么罪
Doesn't matter what sin a person has committed.
但是这个人若悔改
If that person repents
承认自己有罪
And confesses his sin
来到主耶稣面前
And comes to the foot of Christ
他说主耶稣
And says Jesus
我是罪人
I'm a sinner
我得罪了你
I've sinned against you
我在这些事情上
And I've done all these things
犯了罪
And I have sinned against you.
他可以都列出来到神的面前。
You can list them before the Lord.
求主赦免我的罪。
Please forgive me.
你知道吗？他的罪就必得赦免。
His sins will be forgiven.
感谢赞美主，因为罪没有权柄在我们身上。
Because sin has no power over you.
那一个人承认耶稣基督为他而受死。
If a person has confesses Jesus Christ as Lord.
他心里面相信。
And their hearts believe.
口里承认
and the mouth confesses
耶稣基督是主
that Jesus Christ is Lord
耶稣已经代替我
and that Jesus represented that person
代罪的羔羊
on the cross as the
他成为这个无罪的这个羊羔为我们死在十字架上
as a blameless innocent sacrificial lamb
这样耶稣的宝血在那个人的身上就大有效力
then the blood of JesusWill have great effect on that person's life.
那个时候罪就要得赦免
and then their sins will be forgiven.
就在那个时候，撒旦的权柄已经在那个人身上没有任何权柄了
And from that time onward, the power of Satan has no right over this person's life.
那个捆绑要完全得到释放
and he'll be freed from every bondage.
若这个人得到这个来告罪他这个撒旦又来告你做这样这样那样的事
If Satan were to come and condemn him of sin again
那个人只要记住耶稣为我死在十字架上。
That person just needs to remember Jesus.
耶稣担当我的罪。
He carried the price of my sin.
我的罪已经得赦免。
My sins have been forgiven.
我是白如雪。
I am white as snow.
我是公义子女。
I am righteous.
哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
神的信息是很简单。
The good news is very simple.
神的福音非常简单。
The gospel is very simple.
就是人人有罪。
It is that all have sinned.
罪的公价就是死。
All have sinned.
耶稣来到世间，是无罪的，他是完全神，他成为人的样子。
And the wages of sin is death. But to save us from that death, Jesus came as a man and to, pay the price of our sin.
他代替你和我而死。
And he died on our behalf.
所以我们心里相信。
So that if our hearts believe,
口里承认,
and our mouth confesses,
耶稣基督为我死在十字架上,
that Jesus died on the cross for me,
从今之后,
from that forward,
侍奉或者服侍这个撒旦,
from that time forward,
这个魔鬼,
I'm no longer a slave to sin.
从今之后我侍奉耶稣基督,
and from that time forward, I will serve Jesus Christ.
只要你这么一说
If you were to say
撒旦就任何权柄都没有了
Satan has no power over you.
所以我们基督徒常常要记住你的身份我的身份是什么
So people of God, remember your identity, who you are.
我们是被救赎神大能的子民
We are the redeemed of the Lord.
让我们一起说我是被救赎
Let's say that together.
神大能的子民来一起说 一二我是被救赎神大能的子民再来一次我是被救赎神大能的子民哈利路亚我们是神大能的子民
We are mighty people of God
你知道我们的神给我们每一个人有这样的安排
God has prepared this for each one of us
你要行大事
And you can do mighty things
你要为神的名来高举神的名在你每天的生活上。
If you will exalt the name of Jesus in everything that you do,
神要祝福你。
The Lord will bless you.
神要帮助你。
He will help you in all that you do.
使神的名字得传扬。
So that the name of the Lord might be
其他的人认识耶稣基督是主。
Declared, and that others would know that he is Lord.
今天不管你的想法是什么
Today, it doesn't matter what you are thinking.
不管世界人的想法是什么
Or what the philosophies of the world are.
很多人说啊你做这样一件事没要紧没不重要没事没事
Some people in the world might think that a particular activity is harmless, no problem.
哦你信这个也没事不信也没事都不用紧你喜欢怎么样就怎么样
If you believe in this, then it's okay. If you believe in something else, then that's okay too. It doesn't matter what you believe.
我们知道现在呢，这世界就这样。
But、
你在学校里在哪里？他说你做什么，你喜欢什么就怎么样就可以了。
And everywhere in the world today, this is the philosophy. And they'll tell people in the students in school, whatever you like to do, you can do it.
但是圣经讲得很清楚。
But the Bible is very clear.
有一条是窄路，要走到永生的路。
There is Only two roads to travel. One goes to
一条路是阔的路，乃是走灭亡的路，地狱的路。
One is a very narrow path, and that takes you to heaven. And the other path is very wide, very easy to travel, and it takes you to hell.
所以，总结来说，我们在这世上只有两条路。
There are only two roads to travel in life.
一条路是走天堂的路。
One goes to heaven.
一条路是走地狱的路。
One goes to hell.
没有中间的。
There is nothing in the middle.
你不是属于耶稣基督，你就是属于撒旦。
If you do not belong to Jesus, you belong to Satan.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
你说我什么都不信。
You might say, I don't believe in anything.
你什么都不信，那你就属于撒旦。
If you believe in nothing, then you've rejected Jesus,
and you belong to Satan.
You belong to Satan. And he says,
我有耶稣的名。耶稣的宝血能够洁净你，释放你。
Only the name of Jesus is able to free you and forgive.
若你没有耶稣的名字
If you do not have the name of Jesus
若你不懂得耶稣
If you don't know him
你不接受耶稣基督为救主
You don't accept him as your king, as your Lord
撒旦的人
Then you belong to Satan
乃是受捆绑撒旦的奴隶
And you are a slave of Satan slave to your own desires, and you will not be able to get out of it. And whether you like it or not, you belong to him. You might say, I'm in the middle, I'm not in any place.
但是在这世界上没有在中间的。
But there's no such thing.
你不是白就是黑。
If you're not black, then you have to be white.
你不是白就是黑。
If you're not white, then you're black.
没有说是灰色的。
There's no gray.
要记住。
In this.
圣经讲话很简单。
The word of God is very simple.
这原则也非常简单。对就是对。
Right is right.
错就是错
and wrong is
有就是有没有就是没有
If there is, there is. If there isn't, there isn't.
啊，没有说可能
There is no maybe.
这些都是属于撒旦这些不肯定的都是属于撒旦
But the Bible tells us that all that is maybe and perhaps is from Satan.
今天让我们来提醒自己
Let's remind ourselves today.
耶稣已复活
Jesus has already
两千多年前
Risen from the dead more than 2,000 years ago.
世界整个地方非真的一个轰动，就是呢，他们看到这个坟墓是空的。
And all the people in that world that day, they heard about the empty tomb. It's written down in history.
这个呢，不管他相信是从宗教来看，或者是这普通人不信的人来看，这个坟墓是空的。
And whether people were religious.Or they were not in that day, they all knew that tomb was empty.
让我们来看马可福音十六章。
Let's look at Mark.
从第一节开始。
Chapter 16 from verse 1.
过了安息日，马大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并萨罗米买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清早，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说：不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说。他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉了，因为他们害怕。
From verse 1, chapter Mark 16, from verse 1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him.And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified.He is risen, he is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, and he, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid.
啊，所以我们可以看到这几段经节，是几个女人先看到啊，这个坟墓是空的，天使是向这女人来见证耶稣已经复活了。
So the first people to come to the tomb on the third day were women, and they saw that it was empty.
啊，根据这个历史家来追究这件事情，女人在那个时候呢是没有什么身份的。
According to the historians, recording about that time, the women had very low, standing in the community.
所以呢，一个男人讲话呢，声音人家就可以相信。假如一个女人来讲话呢，可能人家都不算数，都不相信。
And in those days, if a man was to say something, they'd believe him. But if a woman was to say it, they may not believe her.
但是在圣经里面记载，四本福音书都是记载这个女人先去找 看到那坟墓是空的，耶稣已经复活。
But all the four Gospels of the Bible record that the first people to the tomb on the third day were ladies, they were women.
所以呢，这个考古学家和这个历史家，他们就可以这样证明，假如基督徒是想真的要说骗话的话，他们不会说女人看到。
So, archaeologists, historians, they would say that if Christians were trying to lie, they would probably have recorded that a man saw the tomb first.
因为男，假如写说男生先看到，那就有证据更大。
Because if it was recorded that a man first saw it, then people would believe it more.
但是圣经四本福音书都是说这几个女人先去那边，她们想要用香膏来膏耶稣的身体。
But in the four Gospels, it always said that they were women who first came to the tomb to anoint his body.
向这些女人来显现。
And the angels appeared to them.
向她们说话，说耶稣已经复活了。
And told them that Jesus had already arisen.
为什么你在死人中找活人呢？
Why do you seek the living among the dead?
在这里说他已经复活了。
And it says here, he is risen, he is not here.
这可以看来，所以他们总结来说，圣经是真实的。
So in other words, we can see that this is a true documentation of historical fact.
因为是真正的是女人先看到。
Because it really was women who saw it first.
是天使先向他们说话。
An angel spoke to them.
所以他们可以说，当时呢，假如是假的。
So if this story was false,
一定已经被阻止了。
Then it would have already been stopped.
也不可能说轰动整个世界。
It's not possible that a lie could go around the world the way it has today.
因为他们看到那裹耶稣的那个布都在那边。
Because they could see the burial clothes.
但是人不在了。
But Jesus himself was not there.
过后耶稣向他们来显现。
And then Jesus himself appeared to them.
就按照这个天使告诉他们，你要去加利利，耶稣要和你们会见。
According to what the angel said, he said that the Lord had gone ahead of them into Galilee and he would meet them there.
那我们接下来读第九节开始。
Let's continue to read.
在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人。那时他们正哀恸哭泣，他们听见耶稣复活了。被玛利亚看见，却是不信。这是以后，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去，走路的时候，耶稣变了形象，向他们显现。他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
Verse 9 to 12. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And when she went and told verse 10. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Verse 12. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, and neither believed they them.
我们可以看到，当时呢，虽然耶稣曾经多次告诉他的门徒
，So Jesus had told his disciples several times.
他说：“我必被交在这些敌人的手里。
”He said, "I will be handed into the hands of men."And I will be killed, and 3 days afterwards I will rise again.
耶稣多次告诉他们，我会被交在这个外邦人的手里，我要为你们死在十字架上，要被钉死十字架上，三天后我必再复活。
He said it several times that he would fall into the hands of men, he would die on a cross for them, and 3 days afterwards he would rise again.
所以你在四福音里面，你都可以看到， 耶稣这么的一直的提醒他们。
So if you study the four Gospels, you'll realize that Jesus did warn them many times.
但是耶稣的门徒，当耶稣还和他们同在的时候
，But while Jesus was still with his disciples,
他们想象不到。
They could not.
怎么会这样事情发生
？They could not imagine what could have happened.
耶稣行了很多神迹。
He had done so many miracles.
很多人都来亲近耶稣，都要听他所教导的。
And many people wanted to be near him. People wanted to hear him.
他在教堂里讲，在讲道，又在讲道，讲天国的事。
And in the synagogue, he preached of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个耶路撒冷的殿里，圣殿里。
In the temple of Jerusalem.
他大声的来说
，and he declared very loudly.
所以耶稣一直告诉他们的时候
，but in that time when he kept telling to them,
时间将要到
，the time was
将要被交在敌人的手里，外邦人的手里。
And he said, "I will fall into the hands of men."
我必要死，为你们的罪而死。
And I will die for the sins of the world.
被埋葬三天后，我必再复活。
Be buried and rise again on the third day.
但是门徒不能够领悟。
But they could not comprehend what he was saying.
不能够明白，怎么他为什么这么说
？They couldn't understand what he was trying to say.
就是在上一个星期我们读过，他这个在吃圣餐之前，最后的晚餐的之前，他也告诉其中的一个门徒要出卖我。
He said, in the Last Supper before he was taken and arrested, he had told all the disciples on that table that there was one of them who would betray him. Very clearly, he said.
他们都不知道。
But they didn't understand. And they didn't know.
但是一件一件事情就按照耶稣所说的发生了。
But everything that he said would happen did happen.
现在呢，莫大拉玛利亚。
So now, Mary Magdalene.
回到加利利门徒的那里
，When she went back to Galilee，
她告诉这些门徒
，She told the disciples，
我看到耶稣，耶稣已复活了。
I've seen Jesus, he's alive。
他们不相信
，And they did not believe him。
两个门徒在路途上
，Two of the disciples walking on the road，
他们要去Emmaus 地方的时候，他们遇到耶稣。
On their way to a different town called Emmaus, they met Jesus on the road.
耶稣和他们一同吃喝。
And Jesus talked with them and ate with them.
他们初初不认识是耶稣。
And they didn't recognize him.
耶稣解释给他们圣经的事。
And Jesus started to explain to them
过去的、现在的、将来的。
All the prophecies in the Bible that were in the past of what was going to happen and why he had to die.
当他们耶稣呢只是分饼拜饼给他们吃的时候。
But it was not until he broke the bread.
那喝这个杯的时候
，and drank，
他们忽然间才记住，才发觉到这就是耶稣。
That they suddenly realized this was Jesus，
这就是复活的救主。
And that he was alive and he disappeared。
那现在他回去告诉其余的门徒
，and when they went back to tell the other disciples what had happened，
告诉他们耶稣已复活了，我看见耶稣了。
That we saw Jesus too， he really is alive。
他们都不相信。
But they did not believe them either。
我们看第十四节。
So let's look at verse 14。
只一个门徒作戏的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说：“你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。”
Verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
感谢赞美主。我们知道在圣经里面，神向他十一个门徒也显现了。
And we also know from the other gospels that Jesus appeared to the other disciples.
耶稣呢？后来他复活之后40天，跟许多的门徒显现。
And over 40 days after he rose from the dead, he appeared to many different disciples.
他和他们一同吃喝。
And he ate with them.
耶稣也告诉他们，他必要离开他们。
And he told them that he would leave them again.
他离开他们之后，他要赐他们圣灵。
But when he would leave, he would send them the Holy Spirit.
圣灵必与他们同在，做他们的保惠师。
And the Holy Spirit would be the comforter, their comforter, who would lead them. Today,
你和我
you and I,
也体会到耶稣是复活的救主
have understood that Jesus is alive. He's a resurrected Lord.
当时有几十个人，有五百个人看见耶稣升天而去。
But when we look back in history in the Bible, it tells us that when Jesus ascended into heaven, there were 500 people who watched him go up into the clouds.
假如说耶稣显现给这些人，只是那些人相信的话，
if these were the only people who believed,
现在在这个地球里万国万民，
but now in every nation under the earth,
不同的种族
on the earth,
有不同的语言。
In every tongue, in every language,
耶稣从来没有写过一本书。
Jesus himself never wrote any books.
但是这圣经是什么是给神的使徒所写的。
But the scripture was God breathed and God inspired.
但是他本身没有写任何的书。
But he himself personally never wrote a book.
当时也有很多很出名的人。
But at that time, there were also many intelligent people.
但是现在我们都不知道他的名字。
We don't know who they are.
但是耶稣的名字传遍万方。
But the name of Jesus
传遍这个普天下
is famous over all the earth.
这世界上你去任何的很多的书店看到耶稣关于耶稣的事。
If you go to any bookshop,
接了很多关于耶稣复活的事。
You can find many books about
Jesus. 耶稣已复活。Jesus
is alive, and this is a fact.
你怎么知道耶稣是活着？
How can you know that Jesus is alive?
很多人会告诉你，因为
Many people might ask you.
耶稣活在我心中。
But it's because I know Jesus is alive in my heart.
因为我在生命中有经验到这个耶稣。
Because I've experienced Jesus.
你怎么知道你祷告神会听你祷告？
How will you know when you pray that God hears your prayer?
因为你按着信心祷告，神听你的祷告。
Because when you prayed in faith,
神行了很多神迹在你的生命上。
Miracles happen.
所以今天为止，
so、today,
世界上万国万民，
in
许多种族的人，
nation and race and tongue,
好多千千万万很多上亿的人接受耶稣基督为救主。
There have been millions and billions of people who have accepted Jesus.
为什么他们都相信耶稣是活着的呢？
Why do they believe that Jesus is alive?
在深山里面的种民族，没有很多教育的民族。In the mountain, those mountain tribes.
Oh, the mountain tribes. Sorry.
Okay, 在山谷里的。
In the valleys.
那一些民族没有受过很多教育的。
Those tribal people have not had much.
他们也相信耶稣基督是主。
But they also believe Jesus is
alive. 他们也知道耶稣是复活的主。
And they know that Jesus is alive.
只要跟他传福音，他们都相信。
If you just tell them, they understand and they'll believe.
现在很多的科学家，
Many scientists,
有名位的、有名的人、有名利的人，
famous, influential,
很有知识的人，
very wise people.
他们也知道耶稣基督为是救主。
They also know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why?
因为耶稣是复活的主。
Because Jesus is
alive. 因为这就是事
实。Because it's a fact.
Tell the person next to you, 你告诉你旁边的人，因为这是事实。
It's a fact.
This is the truth.
This
is a fact. 耶稣已复活。
Jesus is alive.
你旁边的人，耶稣已复活。
Tell the person next to you, Jesus is alive.
因为耶稣活在你我心中。
And Jesus lives in your heart and in mine.
Amen. Hallelujah. 接下来他继续讲。
Next.
他说你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。然后呢信而受洗的必然得救。不信的必定被定罪。信的人必有神迹随着他们。就是奉我的名赶鬼新做新方言。熟能拿蛇若喝了什么毒物也必不受害熟按病人病人就必好了。
Next in verse 16 it says, He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我们的耶稣已复活。
Jesus is alive.
因为耶稣已复活，他活在你心中，他与你同行。
And because he's alive, he's able to walk with you.
要记住，做一个基督徒。
Remember, as Christians,
你不会是孤单的人。
You are not alone.
你不会是寂寞的人。
You are not a lonely person.
因为主与你同在。
Because God is with you.
主要帮助你。
God will help you.
主要领导你。
And he will lead you.
为什么基督徒能够刚强壮胆？
Why is it that Christians can be bold and strong?
因为主耶稣与你同在。
Because Jesus is with them.
有时候你不懂得说什么。
Sometimes when you don't know what to say,
放在你的口中。
God will put the right words in your mouth.
这个就是使命。
So the command of the Lord here,
你要往普天下去。
Is to go into all the world,
传福音给万民听。
And preach the gospel to every creature.
最主要的，你相信主耶稣为你个人的救主。
And if you believe that Jesus is your God,
你相信耶稣为你而死
and you believe that he died for you,
你的罪就得赦免
then your sins can be forgiven.
那个信而受洗
and those who believe and are baptized shall be saved.
你经过这个施洗
if you've been through baptism,
你说我和耶稣一同死了
then you, die with Jesus.
当你从水上来说，你说我与耶稣一同活着。
When you come out of the water, you live with Christ as a new creation.
主耶稣说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection."
虽然死了，也必活着。
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, shall yet live."
生命在我，复活也在我。
I am the resurrection and life.
我们信主的人是原样活着。
Praise the Lord.
哈利路亚。因为呢，信而受洗必然得救。
Because he that believes and is baptized shall be saved.
所以我们星期五的时候有几个兄弟姐妹，他们就相信主耶稣为救主，按着神的话去受洗了。
On Friday we had a few people who believed that Jesus Christ was their God and that he had died for their sins and they were baptized in the ocean.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
就是这样我们来到神的面前
But we can come to the Lord.
必然得救
Come to the Lord and believe and be baptized and we shall be saved.
如果一个人不相信耶稣基督为救主
But any who believe not,
他必被定罪
They shall be damned.
你可以做很多的好事
You can do a lot of good things.
你可以帮助很多的人
You can help many people.
你可以卖你所有的财产
You can sell all your possessions.
帮助穷人
To help other people. The poor people, the orphans.
你若不相信耶稣基督为救主
But if you do not have Jesus as your God, you cannot be saved.
因为罪的工价乃是死
Because the wages of sin, the consequence of sin is death.
都不能够蒙见啊
Nothing, that anything good that you can do is not good enough to pay.
达到神的这个指标
Because any good that you can do is not able to reach the standard required. 因为神
是公义的上帝，圣洁的上帝。
Because God is a righteous, holy God.
所以信而受洗。
So it says, he that believes and is baptized
必然得救
shall be saved.
那我们一起说，信而受洗。
He that believes and is baptized
必然得救
shall be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
He that believes not shall be damned.
以前有一个人问我
One person asked me
before. 他说我的爸爸不相信。
They said my dad doesn't believe.
但是他很好，他帮助很多的人。
But he's a very nice person and he helps many people. I think he'll go to heaven.
虽然他没有信耶稣。
Even though he doesn't believe in God.
但是我告诉这位姐妹。
And I told that.
我非常对不起，圣经不是
这么说。I said, I'm so sorry, but that's not what the Bible said.
他不相信主耶稣。
If he does not know Jesus.
他必被定罪。
He will have to pay for his own sin.
那他问我怎么办呢
And she asked me, what do I do?
我说我们可以祷告
And I said, we can pray.
抓住神的应许
And take hold of the promise of God.
圣经里面告诉我们
Because the Bible tells us.
相信主耶稣你和你的家必然得救
If one believes, he and his household shall be saved.
一个人相信主耶稣
One person can believe.
你要抓住神的立约
And if that person will take hold.Would take hold of the covenant in Jesus Christ. Not one person will be lost. The whole family will be saved. That is the promise of God. So it's important when we pray that we pray on the promises of God. Do not think. If I share this with my dad afterwards, he'll get angry at me. I don't want to talk to him about it. Let him do what he wants. He's not bad. Maybe God will be merciful and he'll be saved. But it's not like that. You need to pray for them.
And
pray that God will give you opportunity to tell the good news to your brothers and sisters, your mom and dad. And this is our responsibility to preach this good news. I've told you all before, many of you before, that when I was younger and I tried to tell the gospel to my dad, he scolded me, he hit me, and then he chased me out of the house. But I kept praying and said, God, give me boldness, give me the strength.
感谢赞美主,
praise God. He was 78 when he accepted Jesus as his Lord.
铁是铁，像铁那样的顽固。
And he was like iron. He would not listen. He did not want to know. But only God can melt someone's heart and change them so that they want to know Jesus.
感谢赞美主,
praise the Lord.
我们的主是又真又活的上帝,
our God is a living, powerful God. If you will do things according to His word, He will use you. He will bless you. And He will help your whole family to come to know Him. God wants to use you. And He is with you. He never says, oh, you do it yourself. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is with us forever. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣说,
and Jesus said, I am with you. And so He is with you.
你有没有经验过你的好朋友?
Have you ever experienced having a really good friend?
他说, 啊, 你不用怕,
and he said, don't worry, I'll be with you when you go. If you have any problems, just call me and I'll come to you. But when you do have a problem, your friend is not there.
他说,我怕, 我不管你, 你自己去, 你的事,
and they said, oh, I'm scared. You, it's your problem. You have to deal with it. And praise God.
我们的主从来不会这样,
God never does that to us. That from when I was little, I found this out myself.
不管我遇到多大的困难,
no matter how difficult my situation became,
我的神从来没有离开我,
my God never left me.
我的心多么的悲伤,
no matter, and I, my heart would be so saddened.
我们的朋友都可以离开我们,
and all our friends could be missing,
not there. 我们的父亲,
and those who love us the most are not there. Perhaps they have no way to be with you. But our God is always with
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
And this is the most wonderful thing as a Christian.
The Bible also says,
and those who believe shall have these signs Hallelujah. Following them.
你要兴起侍奉又真又活的上帝,
rise up and serve your living mighty God.
因为必定有神迹跟着你,
because miracles shall follow. Why can we say
什么叫做神迹?
That? What's a miracle?
神迹是超自然的,
miracles are supernatural occurrences. Extraordinary.
就是普通,按照普通的情况不可能发生的,
things that are impossible according to
医生说不可能的,
logic. The doctors might say, this is impossible.
啊, 你的邻居,
your neighbors and all your friends might say, it's impossible.
但因为你相信, 你祷告,
but because you believe
and
God is with you, God is able to do the impossible for you.
圣经里面告诉我们,
so,
我们信主耶稣的人必有神迹随着他们,
the Bible tells us that these signs shall follow them that believe.
啊, 告诉你, 旁边的朋友,
say to the person next
耶稣,
to you,
信的人必有神迹,
these signs shall follow those who believe.
啊, 你说, 我必有神迹跟随着我,
you can say to yourself, sign and wonders shall follow me.
我们一起说, 我必有神迹跟随着我, Amen, 就是这样, 必定有神迹跟随着你,
miracles will follow.
啊, 不是我说的,
that's not what I said.
是圣经说的,
that's what the Bible says.
在世界上万国万民都能够证明告诉你的,
and all many Christians around the world can testify to this.
多少的书,
so many books,
他们的自传,
autobiographies.
你可以看到很多历史的这信靠仰望神的人。
You can see in history what happened to people who believed in God.
同样的，今天要神要使用你。
In the same way, God wants to
在你的身上
do miracles in your life.
是你旁边的人
so that the people around you, beside you, can say,
你的神真是真的。
Your God must be real.
Incredible.这不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
这奇妙的事情。
This is amazing.
哇，你的神真为你做了。
Your God really did this for you. 我要认识你
这位上帝。
I want to know your God.
我要认识这位耶稣。
I want to know Jesus.
哈利路亚，就是这样。
It's like that.
我们呢很有影响力。
We have influence.
因为我们生活上有活活的见证。
Because in our lives we can have a living testimony, living experiences.
不是说几十年前的事情。
We're not talking about things that happened a long time ago.
每天我们生活有见证。
We can have something happening every day.
我每次在学校里面跟这些学生做见证。
Every time at school, I will tell testimonies to my.
这些学生每次说 ，Mrs. Chung, why you got so many stories?
Yes.
你知道吗？我们的神，我告诉他说，怎么你有这么多的见证？是真的。我们的基督徒天天有很多的见证。
Praise the Lord, Christians can have a testimony every day.
高兴吗？因为我们所侍奉的神是复活的主。
Because the God we serve is alive.
更多的见证，他说就是奉我的名赶鬼。
And here there's more. It says, "In my name they shall cast out devils."
那我每次跟这些学生分享的时候，他们最喜欢听这个。
Every time I tell a testimony to my students, they love to hear this particular one.
因为呢，在那些岛上有很多这些中魔的人、中鬼的人、鬼上身的人，demon possessed.
There are many demon possessed people in the
岛上 of the islands.
In the islands.
很多呢，他们都知道情况，就是这些情况呢很难搞的。
And people who are familiar with the sort of thing, they know that this problem is very hard to resolve. And if this demon-possessed person,
啊，你可以把他手绑起来，把他怎么样？他们非常有力气的。
Is bound up in any way that you can't stop them because they just have the superhuman strength when they're demon-possessed.
但是奉主耶稣的名
，But in the name of Jesus,
你命令他出去
，You can command the devil to leave.And they do.
耶稣的名超过所有的名。
And Jesus' name is above every other name.
耶稣的名超过所有的名。
Remember, Jesus' name is above every name.
耶稣的名超过所有的名。
耶稣的名超过所有的名。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
哦，哈利路亚。所以敬主耶稣的名是大有能力。
So,
不止这样，我们可以说新的方言。
It says also that we can speak in new tongues.
啊，你刚才说，哎，这个王牧师到底他说什么话
？You might have said before, what sort of language is she saying? Speaking.
啊，我说的是这个新的方言灵语。
Well, I'm telling you, this is new tongues that the Bible.
圣经里面说，当你接受耶稣基督为救主
，The Bible says,
然后你受洗，你必然得救。
If you believe in Jesus Christ and then you are baptized, you are saved.
你必有神迹跟随着你。
And miracles will follow after you.
你奉主耶稣的名赶鬼，鬼就要听你的话，马上滚开。
You can cast out demons.
然后你可以说这个新的方言。
And you can speak a new tongue.
新的权柄。
God will give you new power, new ability to do the things He wants you to.
Amen.那熟人哪蛇落后了什么毒也必不受害。
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
感谢赞美主。所以我们每次吃饭的时候
，So every time we eat, before we eat, no matter where you go,
洁净，祈求主的宝血洁净这个食物。
Always pray before you eat and pray that the food will be cleansed.
然后你感谢。感谢神
and then thank God for what you've eaten. Just eat it, drink it.
你知道，不管这个吃的有毒没有毒，人家放毒不放毒，你还是吃了喝了。
And you don't need to be afraid whether people have put poison in it or not. You can just
eat it or drink it.
Because you know that it will have no power over you.
因为神要保护我们。
Because God will protect us.
所以为什么我们吃饭之前、喝水之前，我们都祷告
？So this is why we always pray before we eat.
还有接下来他说呢，手臂。手按病人，病人就必好了。
And it says that if they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
所以每一个生病的跟你说，哎，我头痛。
So if anyone says to you, I've got a headache, what do you do?
你知道吗? 你就是神的子女。
Do you know you're a child of God?
神迹就要从你手里发生。
The miracles can come from your hands. You can lay hands on them.
因着主耶稣的鞭伤, 你要得医治, 我命令这个头痛离开。
By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I command this headache to leave.
你就宣告他得医治,
and you can declare healing for that person. And they shall
我在学校里面,
receive it.
每一天,
every time,
孩子不舒服,
every day,
我们没有药,
when the students don't have, they get sick and we don't have medicine, we'll just pray for them.
我们看到神很多大能的医治在他们身上。
And we have seen many miracles.
一次一个学生呢, 全身啊, 不知道什么事, 有点红了, 还紫色了, 变紫了。
There was one child who, we didn't know what was happening, but he had some kind of rash that was so bad it started to go purple.
那我就告诉他，他说里面很像有虫啊，痒得不得了，有什么事情发生了？
And the student said, it's so itchy, it feels like there's worms under my skin.
All over my body.
All over.
所以我就按手替他祷告。
So I laid hands on him and prayed.
替他祷告之后，看他的脸，他的皮肤完全正常。
And then after we prayed, his skin was normal.
啊，我就再问他，你现在要不要回去，要打电话？他说不用，全部都好了。
And I asked him, do you want to go home or do you want me to call your parents? And he said, why? I'm all better. So praise God. Remember this. On Easter day, we serve a living God. He wants to use us. He wants us to live for Him. To preach the gospel. So that the power of Jesus, the power of the risen Savior,
你亲身要体验到在你的生活上
can be experienced in your life personally in your own family so that you can tell testimonies every day. Praise the Lord. I have many testimonies. I can tell you many stories because our God is amazing God. He's living God.
接下来主耶稣和他们说完了话后来被接到天上 坐在神的右边，门徒出去，到处宣传福音。主和他们同工，愿神迹随着正是所传的道。Verse
19. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
This is the assurance. 这个就是证据。你若出去传福音。
If you, this is our assurance, if you go out and preach the gospel,
神与你同工,
God will work with you.
你不会是一个人,
you will not be alone.
神要你做的事,
if there is anything He wants you to do, He will equip you to do it.
他必定要帮助你,
He will help you to do it.
和我们同工,
because He works with us.
我们只是他的助手,
we're just His
我们说神你要我做什么?
Helper. So we just need to ask Him, God, what do you
want me
to do? God will confirm His word with signs and wonders. So by faith, we just tell people about God. Tell people about the gospel. And share your own experiences.
你不用怕,
whether that person believes or not, don't worry about it because that's God's, that's God's role. And whether or not they believe, He is able to help them and change their heart. Praise the Lord. Today, we know that Jesus is alive.
Sunday school.
Now we have an item from our Sunday school.
But
let's pray. Abba Father, thank you. Those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. And those who believe shall have signs following them. We can pray in the name of Jesus. And amazing things will happen. Lord, you will work with us. And we will do things according to your word. And we will preach your word. And we will tell of your grace. Lord, use us. So that every day we'll have something to share. That Jesus Christ is alive.
我们知道你活着。
We know you are.
你活在我们的心中。
We know you live because you live inside.
你每天帮助领导我们。
And every day you are helping us and leading us. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.